All right, so in this final demo, we're gonna again look at a search-based add-in to really extend the SharePoint experience. So we kind of looked at an add-in demo earlier when we were looking at how we use CSOM with search and then how we could even personalize the experience by looking at the user's profile when we do searches behind the scenes. Now, this is probably a little bit more of a real scenario of something that your organization might actually want. So this is a employee directory lookup. And so it's going to leverage the search APIs behind the scenes. And so you can go pull this down from the training content and check it out. So if I were to go ahead and open this project, you can see the link for it there. One other thing that's different about this, it's a provider hosted add-in, but in this case, it's actually an MVC app. So the first one we looked at that was using CSOM, that was a web forms project. Here we're actually looking at MVC, so you can kind of see the two different patterns. A few things I'll point out. Again, because I'm calling search, it's very important that we give it the search permission, and you can see that we've done that here. We have the permission to search, query as user, ignore app principal, and don't even think about that little checkbox above that says app only, because again, we only support doing a query as a user and not as an app. So I'll go ahead and close this. The other thing is I'll just highlight a few things since this is MVC and it's a little bit different. If we go and look at our home controller, you could see what we're doing is that this is gets passed a letter, and then I'm going to go and search for all the employees based upon their last name starting with that letter. And you could see that query here. It's quite easy. We're doing a REST query and we're saying query text is last name colon and then the starting letter. So if the last name starts with A or B or C, that's the letter that's going to get passed in. And then we're also going to specify some select properties, which these are the managed properties we want back in our search results. And then finally, we're going to specify the source for this. So you can see this GUID here is hard-coded, and that's basically the people search source, result source, and it's always going to have that unique identifier, so it's okay to have that one hard-coded here. And then finally, we have sort by first name ascending. So we're basically doing all of that in our REST query. Two important things about this REST query. One is we're asking for XML back, and the reason for that is in C#, some people find that XML is a little bit easier to work with because we have libraries like link to XML, although there's also a lot of libraries for JSON. So either one of those data types is good for getting your data back. The other important thing is because this is a provider-hosted app, we need to provide an access token in the header of all of our requests. So you could see here at the top where we're actually getting the SharePoint context. You can see that here. Then we're getting an access token for the user, right? That's the important part is we're not getting an app only, we're getting a user access token. And then we're setting that in the header. So we're just setting that as a bearer token. And then we're just parsing our results. The actual view for this, if I go to home index, you can see we have a bunch of action links that pass in the 26 letters of the English alphabet. And then we ultimately are just gonna loop through the results and output their first, last, name, the work email, and the work phone, which are, again, those are all the properties that we're pulling back in our REST query. So let's go ahead and run this guy and take a look at how it looks. And again, this is a little bit more of a real scenario compared to the first add-in that we looked at that was just, you know, how do I use CSOM to do search, or how do I use CSOM with search and user profiles? This is going to be a little bit more directly related to what organization might want. So I'll go ahead and sign in. So it's going to bring me into the authorization page, and you can see that it wants access to the site and to perform queries as the user. I'll go ahead and say trust it. And then it's going to ultimately just give me a table with a bunch of letters above the top. At this point, I can go query by different people that I know that or that I want to try to find. So I know I have someone named Ann Wallace, so we'll look at W. And there you can see Ann Wallace came back. And if I search for V, I think I have a few Vs. So there's Garrett Vargas and Israel Vegas. So you can see that I'm able to, you know, perform these queries using this MVC pattern and using CSOM and the SharePoint add-in model. So hopefully this shows you how you might kind of again take this, you know, search concept of extending, and this is a really common ask, is, you know, providing a directory lookup like this.